17th Sunday, Year B, Ordinary Time. Reading 1. Second Book of Kings, Chapter 4, Verses 42 to 44. A man came from Baal, Shalishah, bringing to Elisha, the man of God, 20 barley loaves made from the first fruits and fresh grain in the ear. Elisha said, "Give it to the people to eat." But his servant objected, "How can I set this before 100 people?" Elisha insisted, "Give it to the people to eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and there shall be some left over. And when they had eaten, there was some left over, as the Lord had said." Reading 2. Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. One body and one spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is all over all and through all and in all. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, 1 through 15. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him, because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." And they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. Theme: we should believe in God's providence and generously share our resources with others. A Vietnamese proverb says, "Everything of this world belongs to everyone. There is only one thing which belongs to each individual, and that is heroic virtue." This concept is very close to Christianity. God, who created the universe, gives it to everyone. He wants people to share the world's wealth, so there shouldn't be someone who are so rich and some who are so poor who have nothing to eat. In order to achieve God's will, the Vietnamese proverb requires people to have the heroic virtue. while God requires people to completely trust in His providence. Many are afraid to share their resources because they think they will run out. But Jesus promised that if they generously give, God will give back to them fully. Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Today's readings want to emphasize these two concepts. In the first reading, the prophet Elisha commanded a man to distribute 20 loaves, which he made for only the prophet to people. The Lord worked a miracle by feeding all the people. The Lord worked a miracle by feeding all the people, and there was still some food left over. In the second reading, St. Paul advised the faithful to protect the unity which they are called to do by living a humble, gentle, patient, and charitable life. In the Gospel, Jesus worked a miracle to feed more than 5,000 men from 5 loaves of bread and fishes. After eating, there were still 12 baskets full of leftover food. Analysis. Reading 1. Thus says the Lord, they shall eat, and there shall be some left over. Must be generous to share. The author reported, a man from Baal Shalisha, bringing the man of God 20 barley loaves made from the first fruits and the fresh ears, grains in the ear. Elisha said, give it to the people to eat. Today's passage belongs to the last part of the chapter 4 of the second book of Kings. In all, chapter 4, the author reports the story of the Shunammite woman. Because of her kind acts to Elisha, the prophet responded by letting her have a son and raising him when he died because of a headache. Must believe in God's providence. The author continued, but his servant objected, how can I set this before 100 men? Give it to the people to eat. Elisha insisted, for thus says the Lord, they shall eat, and there shall be some left over. And when they had eaten, there was some left over, as the Lord had said. We should also remember the story of the prophet Elijah, Elisha's master. Because of the widow's kind act to Elijah, the prophet responded by commanding the flour container and the olive bottle shall not run out until rain is coming down. He also raised her son from death. Reading 2. Live in a manner worthy of the call you have received. The faithful's call to unity. St. Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesians when he was confined in prison at Rome. He advised the faithful as follows, I then, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. In order to unify, people need to know the reason why they need to unify. St. Paul gave us 7 important reasons. 1. One body. All faithful are members of one body, which is the church, with Christ as the head. Christ's body is only sound when all members are healthy. Any member that is separated from the body shall not be remained. Two, one Spirit. There are many different gifts, but only one Holy Spirit who gives all the gifts to people so that they help build up Christ's mystical body. Three, one hope. All faithful are called to share in one hope, which is the eternal life with God and others. 4. One Lord is Christ. 5. One faith is to believe in Christ. 6. One baptism by water and the Holy Spirit. 7. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. The faithful's necessary virtues. St. Paul advised, I urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love. These are important virtues, not only for Christians, but also for those who want to be successful and to live peacefully with others. Humility. The humble person recognizes their true self in the relationship with God and others. The prideful person doesn't recognize this. They consider themselves to have everything already. They don't need to be taught by God or love others or consider themselves as the standard to judge others. They don't know that their wisdom is only drops of water in the sea of human wisdom, and can't be compared to God. The humble shall be loved by God and others, while the pride shall be expelled by both. Gentleness. The gentle always know how to properly behave to all. They don't let anger control their mind. In opposition, the wicked let anger control their mind. They use vulgar language and are ready to use violence to solve all of their problems. Perseverance. The patient always persevere and find a way to overcome difficulties and sufferings in their lives. They are not easily discouraged. They don't complain and give up. Charity. St. Paul emphasized the importance of this virtue. Above all, you should have love, because it is the cord that binds up all the perfection. We talk about these virtues many times. It only exists in Christianity because it comes from God to human beings through Christ. Only when a person has this virtue, he shall fulfill Christ's teachings, such as to pray for, to forgive, to do good deeds for his enemies. He shall be ready to sacrifice his life to witness for Christ and to protect others. Gospel. He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. People must believe in God's power. The author reported, after this, Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee of Tiberias. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that the large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" God's power in the Passover event. The fact that St. John mentioned the Passover in this account wasn't accidental, but it had a theological meaning. He wanted to remind the Israelites of God's great power. He led the Israelites safely across the Red Sea, while Pharaoh's powerful army sank in the midst of the water. If a powerful God is able to let the Israelites cross the Red Sea, he has the power to feed people in the desert. These things are impossible for men. Jesus' power in feeding the 5,000. Jesus said to his disciples, "Have the people recline. Now there is a great deal of grass in that place." So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. The figure of the sacrament of the Eucharist. Jesus knew the hardness of people in advance, so he prepared for them to accept the sacrament of the Eucharist, which he would lecture about later in chapter 6. If God could do a multiplication of the loaves miracle to feed 5,000 men, he can also sacrifice his body to feed people daily. Moreover, in the 4th gospel, there isn't a report about the institution of the Eucharist in the Last Supper. We only have the formula of the institution. Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them. And the discourse about the Eucharist in the following section of chapter 6. God requires human cooperation. People are concerned only for themselves. There are 2 reasons which prevent people from sharing with others. They are afraid of spending their money. Philip said to Jesus, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little bit. The disciples didn't want to spend their money to buy food for others, especially such a crowd. In the synoptic, the disciples suggested to Jesus to disperse people so that they could go into the villages to buy the food. In contrast to the disciples' suggestions, he said to them, You yourselves feed them." They were afraid of not having enough for themselves. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" The common reaction of people is to store up food for themselves, especially when it is scarce and life-threatening. God wants people to cooperate. God can do everything, but he wants people to express their faith, like the little boy who was ready to give Jesus 5 loaves of barley and 2 fishes to share with others. In the preface of the Mass, we offer bread and wine as the fruit of the earth and the work of human hands to God, and we ask him to make it become the bread of life and the spiritual drink. When the priest offers bread and wine to God, he also offers his and people's sufferings together with Christ's sufferings. All of these have power for God to accept them and to benefit people. Jesus did not want people to be concerned only with human needs. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him a king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. People's concerns only with material needs. People are concerned only with material needs. They wanted to make Jesus their king so that he would provide bread for them. As the devil tempted Jesus in the desert so that he might convert stones to bread, Jesus refused all of these. He wanted people to truly love him and be a king of their mind and heart. application in life. We should generously share with others our resources so that God will replenish them. If we refuse to share, even what we have shall gradually disappear. God, out of love, established the sacrament of the Eucharist to increase the strength for our spirit. After receiving the Eucharist, we also must become bread to nourish our brothers and sisters spiritually and physically.